welcome to the Bruce Wood and Medicine portion of the Medic Monday podcast. It is Tuesday, and we were so busy, we didn't do our podcast yesterday. Or last week, for that matter. Yeah. We're probably not going to be doing a whole lot this summer. Because we're actually practicing Bruce Wood and Medicine rather than promoting. But check out our Bruce Wood and Medicine Facebook page. I'll be posting updates there because it's quicker and easier. And one of these days, I'll get around to uploading videos to our video side. At freefoodandmedicine.org. But if you got videos, feel free to upload them. And check out Marcus Rothstrand at freefoodandmedicine.com. Or if you want to give me credit for it, go to freefoodandmedicine.net. He's got free videos and other free stuff. And he's got stuff for sale as well. Anyway. The state fruit is doing good so far, not producing any fruit yet. We're about to do some fence clearing for a lady who's got a bunch of mold growing out of control. Why she doesn't want her mulberries, I don't know. It's free food. So we're going to charge for our labor to come and cut them all out. But we're taking a discount. We're going to haul all the mulberries up. We're going to hopefully maybe clone them and root them on our land and have some more mulberries growing on the land. Anyway, that's the game plan. Next week we should have a pond. Our Fatco guy's pond is showing up. We'll do our pond work. And then we'll be growing mulberries around the pond for the fish. So if we get the pond done before we root the mulberries, then well, we'll start growing the mulberries around the pond. And then whatever's left over from where we originally planted them growing it. You got a center shell that goes from the front to the back of the property. And so we're going to grow them there. We still can do. But in some ways, I'd rather do a hoop and grow food on the hoop up and down the middle. But, you know, there's all kinds of things. The hoop will cost a lot more to build. But I don't know. If we use cattle panels, it'll be stronger, but they're like $25 a piece. And, yeah. Anyway, 5-foot cattle panels, going several hundred feet down to the center of the property, that's a lot of money. So, they're 5 foot tall and 6 foot, or six foot long. But anyway. So, yeah, shade fruit, mulberry, heads, they're all in the same family. So, once our shade fruit gets going better, we'll start cropping them on the heads if they're growing on the property. We got one honey locust that I'm not sure if that is growing in the chicken yard. We may or may not keep it. David may want to harvest the beans. But we gotta find one that actually is producing beans. I figure maybe keep the one in the chicken yard if it produces beans. Because we're there regularly. And we can suck on. The only tree with thorns I plan on having on the property is the cape root. But it's just not a berry. Hawthorn berries are good for you as well. Because you got thorns. So I don't know if I want those on the property. I might throw them on my other property. I got 20 acres that I bought for St. Helens, and it turned out to be a scam project. So I still own the land, but it was be like kind of community project. And like I said, that community project turned out to be a scam. Anyway. So we're heading over here to a friend to get some old straw bales, take them back to the land and use them as bulk. Yesterday we went and hauled manure and worked on doing a raised bed hugelkultur garden for a friend. And a widow friend who can't drive and can't do a whole lot for herself. So we went and did that for her yesterday. And today we've been working on the land. So anyway, yeah. Tomorrow I gotta go trim trees. And then after that we're gonna be working on putting up goat fence for somebody else. And then after that, we'll be, I don't know, either tree trimming, farming, or fence clearing, or whatever. Yeah, fence we gotta put up of our own. So we got a lot of work to do. And next week we're gonna be working on our pond. So, hopefully. But check out our previous podcast, and some fall we'll probably, and we'll squeeze them in the summer when we got time, probably when it's raining, because when it's raining, we don't have, you know, we don't do as much. But when it's sunny, when it's not raining, we're busy. So one of these Mondays when it's not raining, then we'll be podcasting. And David's not here. I thought he said he was coming to Doris. He is here. I don't know where he is. Oh, there he is. Oh, this gate. Anyways, all right. Gotta go. Bye.